Welcome to episode 223 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Among other things this past week, I've been working on a number of technical articles, one of which was centred around shoreline photography. The deadline for these has now passed, and the pieces have been submitted. Well, a few days ago, before everything was put to bed, I headed out to see if I could capture some additional illustrative pictures to give me a few options alongside the shots I knew I already had. And it's this process which I'm talking through in this week's show. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 223. It's just coming up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am right down by the water's edge. Well, I am now, just jumped down from the sea wall. The reason that I'm here today is, well, it's a bit of an impromptu reason now. I had plans to come and shoot some pictures. I have to illustrate a feature, and for this feature I need a picture of certain things I'll explain a bit more about in a minute. So what I did, I looked at the tide tables a little bit earlier, and it told me that the high tide was going to be around about 11:30, and as I looked, because I drove down and had a quick look, it was, you know, pretty high, and I thought, oh, that's going to be great. What I'll do is I'll have a little bit of an explore. And even though I know this stretch of coastline quite well, I needed to remind myself just what there might be that would be suitable for my pictures. So I went back to base and did a few things, and I thought, well, you know, it's still an hour or so. Yeah, this is about 10:30. There's still an hour or so before the absolute high tide. I thought, that's fine. And with the tide sort of receding a little bit, that'll be fine. Anyway, skip forward to now. Here we are, 2 o'clock. And I don't mind admitting, I have somewhat misjudged my timings. Now, it's not the end of the world. And in fact, it probably is very fortuitous. It's probably a good thing. So what I thought I'd do is, rather than waste this trip, I've only got about an hour really before I have to be somewhere else. So what I thought I'd do is I'd just record a little bit of audio here by way of, let's call it a recce, shall we? A bit of a location scout. You can probably hear the ducks and the geese and seagulls and what have you in the background. It's actually a pretty... it's bright, but lots of cloud in the sky. Kind of cotton wool, not the kind of puffy stuff, just the layered kind of, just as far as you can see, it's just varying shades of grey, white, pinky, sort of, you know, when the sun breaks through, a little bit of yellow in there. It's, you know, it's quite nice. But it's nothing really stunning. But actually, in theory, that would have worked quite well for what I had in mind. So one of the shots that I want to do, and there are only about 2 or 3 shots that I need to do, and there's no real pressure on this. My deadline's not for a few days, and I've probably got something in my archive anyway, but I like to shoot fresh and come up with something new. And what I had in mind was a shot where you've got a static object, whether that be some rocks or it could be sort of a jetty or something like that. And then with a long exposure, something starting at maybe 2 seconds, 4, 8 seconds, something like that, the water will be blurred. Now, in order to do that, you have to have several factors at play, or one of several at least. You really need to have enough, or rather little enough light coming into the camera that enables you to have those sort of long exposure times. So it could be that I could shoot at, say, f22, a nice small aperture, you know, give me I could shoot at a low ISO, something like ISO 100, and you know, I may well get there, but do you know what, it's just a bit too bright still, and it's just there isn't the opportunity for that shot. Now, the other option, of course, is you could use what's known as a neutral density filter. And this is something that basically cuts out a load of light coming into your lens. I'm not someone that uses filters a lot. I do use them sparingly. So something like an ND filter there, that would work. Maybe a graduated filter. Could always use a polarizing filter just to you know, boost a bit of the contrast, and that will cut down some of the light. I did a very quick test shot. I do have, for what it's worth, do have my camera kit with me. I did a quick test shot, and it was only giving me was it a tenth of a second, and there's not enough movement in the water. It's not like we've got a flowing river or a waterfall or anything like that, or crashing waves. It's not that sort of stretch of water, so there wasn't the opportunity to get those sort of shutter speeds, those exposure times anyway. So the light is starting to go. I have to be somewhere in the next hour or so, I haven't got the time to hang around. But I thought it's worth just exploring this to see, you know, for another day. Probably, realistically, it's probably going to be in a couple of days now because I've got other commitments. Just so that I don't have to be wandering around thinking, right, where am I going to get the shot? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go for a little wander. Like I said before, I do know this stretch of the coast here. As I walk here, we've got some little boats, some tenders, which are sort of high and dry. They don't look very interesting at all in this light, at this low tide. I've shot them plenty in the past, and they look beautiful. A bit of sort of evening sunshine, that sort of thing. Now, within my piece, my article, I am going to be mentioning in one of the sections about first and last light, or early morning and later afternoon and evening. So I've got those sort of shots already in the bag. So what I don't want to do is be repeating myself as I go along. Now, just bear with me one second. There's a van parked up here. The guys are collecting the rubbish from the bins, so I'm just going to negotiate my way by. Okay, so we're back on track. There's a little rivulet that comes through a bit of a channel here. Again, nothing very interesting, really, in terms of the water flow. It is flowing down towards the sea there, but it's just, there isn't the movement. And this stretch of water here, unless it is a stormy day, and we're talking sort of, you know, winter, unsettled weather, very strong winds, all the rest of it, you just do not get big crashing waves and all the rest of it. Now, it could be, as I said before, it could be that I don't need to shoot anymore, but I must admit, when I had a quick look through my archives, there was nothing that's really, there's stuff that I could use, but there's nothing that really kind of did what I was wanting it to. So I'm just going to make my way down onto the beach again. There's a lot of pattern here, and I talk in my article about picking out details, and you know, whether you sort of whether you go to black and white and all this sort of thing. I wonder whether it's worth doing a shot here as I'm here. Yeah, why not? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause for the moment. I'll go to my hands-free option with my little microphone there, and I will catch up with you in just a moment when I'm going to take some pictures, and we'll talk through a couple of shots here. Okay, so you'll probably notice a slight change in the sound there, just because I'm now working through a little microphone that clips onto my jacket. Just check my recorder, make sure that that's all as it should be. Oops. Okay. Right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just walk right down as far as I can go, really, until the point at which it then starts to get slimy and slushy and what have you. And what I've got in front of me is there's some buildings which I don't really want in, but I do want to concentrate on this set of like navigation sort of poles, you know, that stick out to tell people where the channel is and what have you. What I've got here is a Nikon D800 with a 24 to 70 mm lens, and it's on a Gitzo tripod. And I've extended one set of legs so that as I stand here, it's the camera is around about waist or hip height. What I'm going to do is set, just so I can see, I'm setting the camera to f22, and my default is a third of an f-stop exposure compensation, just to see if that lifts it a little bit. And I'm just going to focus through, and the thing is, this lens is not ideal for what I'm trying to shoot here. Really, I need the bigger lens, but of course I didn't bring it. But we're treating this as a recce. Now, the only reason I'm doing this is because a shot I had in mind was to do with details and talking about maybe converting to black and white. So just going to get a quick shot here. And what I'm going to do, actually, thinking about it, just a quick reference. I don't even need to take a shot before I've spotted what I need to do. There's too much of the ground here, you know, where the tide is out. So what I want to do is I want to crop that out. And rather than tilting the camera up, I'm just going to move the camera physically higher up, and that's a lot better. And what I'm going to do, there are some birds coming through the shot. So actually, having said I was looking at f22, I want to freeze those birds there. So we'll go to something like let's see what f5.6 gives us. 200th of a second at, hang on. We'll go to ISO 100, it gives me a 400th of a second. There's a plane going overhead. Right, so there were a whole bunch of birds flying through the frame then, and of course they're not now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to focus on in the distance there where those navigation points are. I'm going to compose, set the camera to manual focus so that it doesn't now shift. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just wait. Here's some birds coming through the frame. There we go, quick shot. First glance at that, I would say it's a little bit underexposed just because it's such a bright white sky. We'll have a look at the histogram. Yeah, it's not too far, it's sort of bang in the middle of the histogram, but I need it brighter. So we'll go to plus one f-stop, and it might be that the birds then are lost in the sky. There are a couple coming across there. They're only sort of like tiny dots by comparison, really. They're nothing special. We'll look at that quick shot. That is looking better, though. So this is one of those shots that actually, what I would tend to do is to err on the side of overexposure, knowing that I'm going to convert it to black and white, so it becomes very stark, almost like the whole scene is just playing to a silhouette. Just looking through the viewfinder to see no birds approaching at the moment. I thought they were. Just going to zoom in just to have a look on the back of the camera. The focus, want to check, that's all looking nice. Things like there's a boy, as in a marker boy. Oh, hang on. Here we go. That's it. Just, again, it's just opportunities on this one. There's a marker boy there, which I've just positioned it just to one side of one of the markers so that it doesn't get in the way. That's it. I want clean lines with these marker boys, these marker posts. Now, what I really want is a big flock of birds to come flying through, but I don't think they're going to. So what I'm going to do is just going to look at this shot again. Do you know, I talk in my piece about cropping. There's a bird flying. There are the posts there. I could crop that easily. It would look fine. Really nice. That's, again, nothing special. Wildlife, seabirds, you know, at last light look really nice. This is just really quite dull here. Not really sort of feeling it for this lens and this setup. So unless anything happens in the next few seconds, I'm going to recompose, going to look somewhere else. What's going on? I've got some geese flying through here. Go higher, go higher. No, it's just not doing it. Okay, I think... any more? Single bird, that's not really doing it for me either. There's one sat on top of the post there. There's a couple just about to fly through. No, nothing exciting enough. Okay, so what we'll do, before I forget, turn the focus back to autofocus so that I can get my point. And just, I've stepped forward maybe 2 paces and turned not even 90 degrees to my right, and there's just this little gully of water. And it worked really well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to move forward a bit. I've got my walking boots on. I wasn't going to bother. And then I thought, no, just in case, I need to go where it's a lot sort of more damp and what have you. So I'm just going as far as I can. Starting to hear squelching underfoot. So that looks all right. I just wanted to get over this whole load of seaweed, which has kind of been sort of washed up in front of me. This is looking better. Again, I'm at the far end of this lens, the 70mm lens. There's really so little going on in this shot that it just lends itself. I'm going to just try and push my luck a little bit more going forward. I don't care about the tripod sinking down into the sludge. That's okay. That's much better. So I've got what remains of an old... just some wood sticking up out of the seabed. And it's just very stark here. It's really nice. So I'm going to go to F22, really pushing the depth of field here. So you focus... The way depth of field works is... I'm just going to reframe here. You want to focus a third the way into the frame, because depth of field extends 1/3 in front of and 2/3... beyond the point of focus. So that's focused, going to lock it, and because it's going to be giving me a slower shutter speed, like a tenth of a second here, still at ISO 100, but I'm going to go and select the self timer, which, because I was using the other day, I know, although I will just double check, is set to 2 seconds. Okay, so not worried about any geese or anything flying through, just going to do a shot here. There we go. And again, it's just a very plain shot. It's a little bit dark, so I'm just going to go up to +2. That's giving me a fifth of a second. Check the exposure details. That's peaking on the right, which tells me it's probably, yeah, blown all the highlights. So it's a little bit too much. The sky's quite bright now. So bring it down to +1.3. Focus hasn't changed. Let's see, that's still working. Just going to check this focus. Yeah, that's fine. That's looking okay. It's really very uninspiring, this light. I mean, you know, I think what I'm going to do is just recompose, pick out the details in the ground. I'm going to almost cut out all of the sky. So using that piece of... well, it's not driftwood, but using that marker point, I'm just going to focus around about there. I'm going to lock the focus, F22, do another shot. So you've only got a slither of sky, just at the very top of the frame. See, that, of course, is too bright now. So we're going to bring it back down to +0.3. Take another. That's looking better. And because all this seaweed is, you know... is such a contrast in tonally from the sky, it's that much darker. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it even further. So I go -0.3 now and see what that does. That's looking better. What I want is to keep those, like the highlights on the seaweed. That's fine. Okay, just going to check my focus. Okay, that's all good. And try another shot. This is a sixth of a second. Now, it's looking okay. Nothing really doing it for me today. But like I say, I'm not too concerned because actually, this is not particularly a shot I want. What would make this shot better? And I'm going to actually get out of the sludge and get onto some drier ground for a second. What would work better, actually, is having the light out. But I think, realistically, the light is gone now. There's so much cloud cover that there is a strip of sort of yellowy cloud sort of in the distance. But to be honest, it's all just, you know, it's that time of day. At this time of year, if the sun hasn't come out by now, realistically, you're either going to get nothing or you're going to get a break in the in the evening. What would be great is if the sun came out, if I hung around. It might do, you never know. But if it did, there'll be the lovely colours, bit of warmth being reflected in just these little kind of pools of water and what have you. That would work really well. I was hoping this would look a bit more stark than it does. It doesn't, but that's okay. I'm just going to do another shot here. Just moved along a bit, and I'm just using the horizon about two-thirds of the way up the frame. I'm going to focus not necessarily in the foreground, but just a little way in front of me. That's okay. So I don't need to worry about locking the focus for this one. F22 again. See, I'm liking the composition. Just need to change the exposure. We'll go to plus 0.7. There we go. It's giving me a sixth of a second. Now the sky is just starting to go. The best you could do with that maybe is take a crop out of that. Really not feeling it. So what I'm going to do is just try not to get my fingers too muddy. But I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk along the beach here a little bit. Oh, randomly I have found a golf ball. Not quite sure why it's here, unless someone was practicing their shots into the water. Just going to stop and see if I can get something just to wipe the little bit of gunk off the bottom of the foot of the tripod. It's just some seaweed on there. I don't mind it being on there, I just don't want to get it all over the place. There we go. Those of you who are into your golf, that was a top flight plus ball. There we are. And just going to carry on walking around. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk a little bit further. I've got to keep an eye on the time a bit. I think now I'm just back to this being a recce because I don't think there's really the opportunity for the shots. I think the light has really gone now. It's starting to drop quite a bit. So what I'll do is I will stop for now, and regardless, whatever happens, I will catch up with you in a minute to tell you either that I'm about to shoot some other pictures or that I've decided that enough is enough on this and give you my final thoughts. Well, I have decided that that is enough for today. The light has now completely just gone. There's no, there's not even that nice sort of light breaking through the clouds now. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to reflect on the last sort of half an hour or so. Like I say, I misjudged the tide receding as quickly as it did. It's not the end of the world. Like I say, there's no kind of, you know, this is not one of those occasions where I had to get the shot and it's a one time only type thing. It was, you know, it was a kind of a just because I had a bit of a funny day anyway. Lots of various sort of odds and ends had to be done, and I thought, do you know what, let's go out and see what's going on. So really not the pressure in that regard. So what I'm doing is I'm just packing my camera gear away. Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things. But what I have discovered, or what I have sort of become aware of, is that there are some other shots along this walk that I'm going to keep in mind for when I do return. And that will probably be in the next day or two, something like that. Now, it may be that I decide to record that process if the light is really nice. If you remember, I know I alluded before to the let's just close this up. I alluded to the fact that I was down here shooting some... Oh, hang on a second. I need to pause for a moment. Okay, slight change of plan. There were a number of interruptions coming along there and people kind of shouting at their dogs who weren't behaving. And I thought, you know what, cut my losses. I'm going to just start walking back to my car. So that's what I'm doing. I have removed the hands-free microphone now, if you're wondering why the sound quality has changed or what have you. Yes, what was I saying? I alluded to, that's it, shooting at sort of last light and that sort of thing. This area is an area that I photographed in a previous podcast. I will dig out which episode that is and link to it in the show notes. And in fact, what I'll do is I will tell you just at the very end as I sign off this week's show, I will let you know which episode that is so that you can check it out. But it is such a stunning location when you have that lovely, glorious light, or if it's just a really, really sort of rough day, you know, that can look really nice as well. But when it's like this, when it's the light has gone, you know, the tide is out, it doesn't really shout, like, it doesn't lend itself necessarily to what you would immediately think of as stunning pictures. Now, you can do all sorts of things, of course. You can play around in Photoshop, you can work a bit of HDR, you can boost all the contrast and do all that, but a lot of you will know that my approach is much more natural, much more honest, if that is the right word. I don't like to do loads of Photoshop and messing around with my pictures. So, like I say, there's not been much here this afternoon, but it ended up just being a bit of a recce. I've got some other shots in mind. One thing that I was going to say is, where I was talking to you just a moment ago, there's kind of like a corner almost. The water comes up to the path and what have you. And on a clear, bright day, it is absolutely beautiful. It's like a lake when it's that still, because the water comes right up to where you're sitting there. It might be, therefore, that I can utilise that in a shot. If it's that bright, then I'm going to have to rely on neutral density filter, as I say. You know, we'll see. I will definitely be bringing a selection of other lenses. I will also bring my 80-200mm just to kind of reach those further away details, like the marker points I was talking about that I was shooting. So, you know, it's not by any means, it's not a wasted journey. It's a chance to kind of, you know, make use of what time I had sort of sat in my day. So there are times when you are putting together an article where you sit there, and we all heard about writer's block. Well, this particular article, along with some others, is all ready to go, essentially, and I've just been reading through it and, you know, checking and what have you. You know, pretty happy with it, but there comes a point where you can't look at it anymore without actually seeing the pictures, how the pictures are going to fit in, the illustrations. So although I'm not actually doing the the layup of the piece. I do have some pictures in mind. I just need to think, right, here is the picture that illustrates this point, and how can I tweak my text around that? And even just, you know, like today, just sitting there as I was packing up and dealing with people and their dogs, it just reminded me, hang on, what have I written in my piece about people and involving people down by the shoreline and all this sort of thing? So there's another section that I'm going to factor into there, and means I've got to look into what I've got for people pictures. And I've got certain pictures that I've got in mind now. So it's good. So it extends the piece just a little bit, which is fine. It's not been a wasted journey. It's a shame that I wasn't able to pick out a few of those detail shots that I really wanted. But in all honesty, I mean, I can tweak the pictures, but there's just not, where the light is so flat, there's just no, you know, with those little like rivulets? Little sort of, you know, patterns of water where the sea has receded. Those to really pop, they need to have some bright, even if it was just a bright white sky, they need to be that needs to be reflected in those. And it's just not. And you know, it's the light is starting to go now because the light the nights are getting in now, and that's just how it is. So there we go. So not a wasted journey. Food for thought. And it may well be that I do the revisit, and if I do, I will maybe talk my way through it, so you can have like a follow-up episode. So there we go. I hope that has given you some little insight there to the process. It's not always glamour. It's not always award-winning pictures that come out of every little every outing. But hopefully, it's given you something to think about. If you've got any questions, of course, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. As promised, the episodes where I've previously spoken to you from the same area of shoreline were numbers 199 and 202. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.